Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is going on? It is episode 447 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I am one of your hosts, Nightcrawler724. Crawler coming at you. We also have Racing, his debut, well, back in the saddle for F-099, trying to get some platinum points. We got Johnny Bo.
I need those platinum points, racing against these bots, because nobody plays this game anymore.
And Cheesy shaking his head. Cheesy, what's going on?
What's going on, Cheese Guards? It just got a new update.
It did.
Literally half of the race is bots.
What's the special event right now?
I have no idea.
Or the part-time event, or whatever it is.
Something that I'll never play.
Okay. Johnny's played this game like maybe three times. He sucks at it, and is like, oh, it's a bad game.
Okay, Mr. Super Mario Bros. 3 is super hard.
I mean, it is.
Get more than 3 stars in RPG, and then you can talk, Johnny.
Yeah, quit talking.
I don't play Nintendo games anymore. It's all about Spider-Man.
Yeah, until maybe we get a drop. Who knows what's going to happen here in a week? What kind of drop?
Yeah, that we're going to be talking about.
Yep. But first things first, where can people find you, Johnny?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere. Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and the Communication Air Podcast. Oh my god.
Multitasking is
not don't podcast and drive, folks.
Cheesy, how about you?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, the Communication Air Podcast, Cheesy C64, CHEEZYC64.
And I am Nightcrawler 724 everywhere on the internet, mostly TikTok and Twitch, if I do it, Twitter as well. But yeah, and then Josh is traveling again this week, so you can find him at N64Josh everywhere. N64Josh.com/Discord, I think, gets you into the Discord. I think Josh just revamped it and everything. So, and he's also, I think, doing, I don't know if it's daily or occasionally with updates and smaller shows. He started a smaller something for the same feed. So if you're getting this on Spotify or Apple or whatever, I think there's some Mario Kart centric stuff that he's been doing. So look for that. And, but yeah, we're 1 week away from the Game Awards. We talked about that. I think, was that last week or 2 weeks ago?
We talked about last week.
Last week.
Like the nominations.
But yeah. So we're kind of moving past nominations, but like, there's been some weird tweets from Jeff Keighley, right? Like, and I think I was also saw there's something from Microsoft in their email that said, "Tune in for exciting announcements" or something like that. So like, what kind of announcements do we think we're going to see at the show next week?
I don't know. I mean, I said it on Communication Error. If there is a Nintendo announcement, I don't think it's going to be a first party game like what we
got
last
year. You're no fun.
I want it to be fun.
That's the Nintendo Switch 2.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, you guys had TikToks about that. I saw that.
Also, like, you said something about Jeff Keighley having a tweet about if Nintendo was going to be at the Game Awards, and you catfished everybody, because I don't think that ever happened.
I'm gonna look it up as we're doing the podcast. But what I was saying was, last year was Bayonetta, Sarasa and the Lost Demon, so not a first party game. A few years back,
it's an exclusive though.
Yeah, it's an exclusive. So, I mean, like, but that's what I think people should be expecting. I don't think it would be amazing if we heard anything about Metroid Prime 4, but I just don't
think
that'd
be full circle, right? It comes back around to where it was announced. We get more than a logo.
Yeah. Was that announced at the Game Awards?
Yeah,
or E3?
I think so, right? Isn't that where we got the logo?
Was Game Awards? I think it was E3.
Oh, was it E3? Okay.
2017 yeah, E3, I think.
Yeah, because we got the logo for
2017 was out now, Master Mode
DLC,
stuff.
Yeah.
Which is possible. I know the rumors going around is there's a possible Zelda game coming out by the end of the year. And that could be, if they were to shadow drop it, it probably would be a remake, kind of like Metroid Prime and the Pikmin series that we had on Switch.
Seven hours ago, Jeff Keighley said, just reviewed the near final cut for one of my favorite announcements for next week. Something new and unexpected. I mean, that's nothing really there.
It's probably GTA 6.
Yep.
Or the fact that he's in Death Stranding 2. Which would, I mean, would that exclude that game from getting any kind of award or nominations, whatever year it comes out, if he's in the game?
No, absolutely not.
Well, he doesn't decide on the nominees, does he?
Yeah, like, that's what you guys were talking about last week on Communication Error. Right? Like,
he has a jury.
He defended the whole Dave the Diver thing, but said it was up to the panel. Like, who is his panel? He needs to bet his panel a little bit better if they can't figure out what's what.
Mm-hmm. They don't know what an indie game is. Maybe. All right. So we might see Silk Song.
Oh, whoa. don't get
my hopes up. I don't know. I think it's possible, because
it is possible because we haven't seen anything since June of last year.
Yeah. And it was supposed to come out, what, within a year?
Six
of
months.
That.
Or, oh no, year. You're right. A year.
Well, I mean, that was what Xbox's whole thing was. Is like, these games are going to come out within a year, and now we're past a year and we haven't heard anything. That would be an epic shadow drop.
That would be crazy.
I doubt it would happen.
I think a new title like that, it hurts its conversational power the next year to be considered for stuff. Not that that's end all be all kind of stuff, but you look at Star Wars Fallen Order, Jedi Fallen Order, like that just kind of flew under the radar the next year, mm-hmm. because it came out end of November, like 20th or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
So like, new games coming out, this is the time to shadow drop a remaster. I would like to see Wind Waker just like out. That would be really cool. Cause I mean, we're still waiting on that Zelda game that's just supposed to be out this year.
So, but who has said this? Where did this,
what's insiders, insiders.
Ooh,
people okay. that make fake tweets and hide them and then post them when they're,
I don't know. I feel like it was relevant. Jeff Grubb. I feel like Grubb said something. I don't want to put it out there and be wrong.
You don't want to pull it cheesy. But I looked. I don't know where it is. I thought I saw it. I'm pretty sure I did. I'll keep looking.
You're imagining things. You're imagining things. He never said that.
I'm just trying to make X more fun, man. Like, it is bot
central
over there.
For some reason, it like deleted off my phone today. Like, whoa. It uninstalled itself.
They were like,
Elon just took over and
like,
you're not paying for the check mark. You're not getting on here.
We don't need your hot takes.
But yeah, I mean, I think
I think it was Jeff Grubb.
Okay. Well, I do think he was right about the Metroid stuff.
He was wrong about the Metroid stuff. That's why he had to shave his hair. He said that Metroid Prime was going to come out at the end of 2022, and it didn't. And that's why he had to shave his hair.
Well, it was close. It was probably supposed to come out at the end of 22, and then they slotted something else in.
Nintendo's like, we're going to do the funniest thing.
We're going to make him shave his hair. What if it's Metroid Prime 2 remaster?
I'd be fine with that.
And then they drop Metroid Prime 2.
Do 2 and 3, like, get it all out. Like,
yeah.
For $40 a pop?
No, do 60 for both of them.
What was Pikmin? Pikmin 1 and 2. It was 60, right?
50?
It was 50. You're right. It was 50. So, but imagine paying $40 for Metroid Prime 1. Mm-hmm. And then $60 for 2 and 3. I don't know. Would that upset people?
I think that's a better value than just the one game being $60.
Well, I don't think they're going to be 60 when they drop.
No, because Prime was 40, right?
Yeah.
I could see them being $40.
RPG, I think, should have been 50. I think 60 was a little steep for RPG.
I think if there is going to be an announcement, or if there was like any game that should be announced or series, it should be Metroid for Nintendo, because it does fit the Game Awards. The Game Awards, after you watch them for several hours, you're like, I think I saw this game already be announced, and it looks exactly the same as the last game. Like, they just start to feel the same. It's the dark and gritty, you know, first person shooter, or like.
So you're saying Metroid Prime fits right into that dark and gritty first person shooter?
I mean, yes, as close as we can get with Nintendo. Yeah.
What could we see for Wonder? Is it too soon to ask for Wonder nothing. Stuff?
Wonder's done. I don't think we're seeing DLC for Wonder. Maybe in Wonder Deluxe.
I mean, it would be too soon to ask for something like a Luigi U. But like, if they could eventually do something like that again, I enjoyed the challenge of Luigi U. And yeah, if they could find more stuff like they did with the badge challenge, like that's super rewarding to finish.
Got it. Super Luigi RPG needs to happen.
Year of Luigi Part 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only mentioned like once in that whole.
I got twice is what I noticed. Yeah. But I don't know.
You know how forgettable Luigi is?
I didn't even realize he's not
in Super Mario RPG. Like, no, looking at the picture, I'm like, oh. 5 members
in your party. Or no, 6. 6 members in your party.
Well, technically, it's 5 because Mario has to be in there.
Yeah, he has to be there.
They were like, yeah, you can have 3 people on your party, but Mario has to be in there. I'm like, just say 2.
Yeah, 2 additional members of your party.
Yeah.
I would love Mario Wonder stuff, but it might be too soon, and I doubt we're gonna see anything until probably the next system.
It's disappointing that the time frame has passed for Tears of the Kingdom to get revitalized by DLC cycle. If that were the case,
well, they said there is no DLC.
The fact that the fact that they already kind of shot it down is kind of depressing.
I'm just surprised that they wouldn't even do Master Mode.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not have a fully fledged DLC like the Champion's Ballad, but just have Master Mode come in.
And I get that the motorcycle doesn't make sense because we already have air bikes and hovercrafts and mechs and all sorts of other stuff in the game. But yeah, something would have been nice. Master Mode especially.
It's possible. I mean, Nintendo lies, right? Like,
or they sit on games that are completed and
But I don't know. Something about like their DLC right now just like you were saying, we missed the mark with Tears of the Kingdom, or I wouldn't say that we missed the mark, but the fact that they have said there is no DLC.
They've already shot it down. Yeah.
Right. And so that's kind of what makes me think that Mario Wonder doesn't have any DLC either. Because, like, I mean, they there haven't said that it's not going to.
Mario Odyssey DLC 6 years later.
Yeah.
There is no DLC for Tears of the Kingdom, but there will be DLC for Tears of the Kingdom Deluxe.
Dude, you got to get over the deluxe train.
It's happening again. It's going to happen again. And we're all going to buy it. And it's not going to be like PlayStation where they only charge you $10. They're going to charge you $70 for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Deluxe. And we're all going to buy it.
I don't need Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Deluxe. I just want my deluxe copy to work in my new Switch, right?
Why, I guess since we're talking about, why do you think Nintendo isn't part of like Jeff Keighley's anything? And if they are, they're like barely mentioned for any new releases.
Because Doug Bowser.
I feel like as a whole, I think the company thinks that they are very controlling of their own narrative.
Mm-hmm.
They probably don't like the idea of potential leaks, even though, I mean, they've also done their own fair bit of
their games leak a week before every time, yeah. every release. So
I mean, those are mom and pop stores that break street date, or Target employees that don't know what's going on, or GameStop employees that take pictures in the back and show it. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think they like to control their own narrative and don't and feel like they don't need. I don't know. Is that a reserved Eastern kind of philosophy that they're taking? I don't even know.
I don't remember when the last time they had like a huge reveal. Like, they've had DLC reveals at Game Awards. You know,
yeah.
Tears of the Kingdom, Smash Brothers. I think Sephiroth was there.
No, Joker was announced that on launch night, because that was launch night for Smash Brothers. Because I remember watching that in line to go pick up my copy. But also, like, has Sony first party, like, have they done a ton? It's mainly been third party stuff that either is exclusive to PlayStation or is associated with PlayStation. I don't know if Sony proper has done a lot of stuff at the Game Awards either. So maybe it is an Eastern kind of companies that don't want to do that. I mean, Microsoft last year announcing, or how many years ago was that? Three years ago now?
The Xbox has been out for 3 years.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was a long time flies, but I mean, that was kind of a rare thing to see hardware mm-hmm. premiered 2 minutes into the show. It was the very first thing. It kind of overshadowed almost everything at that show.
You know, so, what's like interesting about that, they showed Senua's Sacrifice or whatever.
It still hasn't come out yet.
It still hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing, if I can remember correctly, that Nintendo has showed is Breath of the Wild. And I'm talking about like the very first time, just like the tech demo of, we have a new Zelda game coming out. And that was Breath of the Wild. And then that got delayed for so long.
Was that when they jumped off the cliff and flew over the trees? And that was.
Yeah. And like the big giant like spider. It was like Zelda NX, I think is what they titled it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I still think the Switch 2 is going to be there. We're gonna see the whole launch lineup, Odyssey 2, or no, a new 3D Mario. I don't think the new 3D Mario is gonna be Odyssey 2. I think it's gonna be something completely different.
Yeah, I don't know how they build off of that. I mean, they kind of left Odyssey with like Peach not being a damsel anymore and going off and doing her own, like, I don't know if it's easily picked up and continued that story. I'd rather just see a new a new iteration of 3D Mario, probably.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess I didn't think about, not that necessarily those storylines have to connect, but Peach does have a different role now, and they probably don't want to go back to that.
Yeah. And I mean, we have the new title coming out. Maybe, I mean, we could get, if we're talking about old games coming out to not really ruin the December release kind of thing, where is Galaxy 2? Where it, like, that could be another one. But I feel like we
could just get Pokemon DLC trailer, because that's coming out soon.
Is anybody playing that game right now? I mean,
so Pokemon Scarlet and Violet were, I think they came out too late, or they were right on the cusp last year of the nominations.
But they wouldn't have gotten nominated for anything anyway.
I mean, like, best family game and best graphics, best frame rate. I mean, there's so many categories they could have been nominated for. Best RPG, maybe. But no, I mean, they just kind of got overlooked, even though they probably outsold a lot of the games, and they didn't review that poorly. Just,
for what it did for the franchise, it didn't review poorly, but it did review poorly when you add in performance. Like, cause, I mean, nobody had anything positive to say about what it looked like and how it played. And the remember the hard crashes that people were encountering?
I just love all the glitches that they had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they still keep hyping that up. So that is probably a guarantee that we will see a Indigo disc or whatever. Is that what it's called?
I think so. It was a teal mask in the Indigo.
So is the Indigo disc the last part to come out?
Yeah, and I think you have to beat the teal mask in order to play the Indigo disc.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I guess if they talk about it, it's not really going to be during the awards. It will just be a commercial break.
Did the Xenoblade stuff get announced last year at the Game Awards, or was that in a direct?
Oh, like the Future Redeemed and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like that was at the Game Awards, because it was like we saw Rex and we saw.
Well, you know what? We have this cool thing
called the internet.
I'm just saying, Google Nintendo announcements at the Game Awards.
See what we've gotten in the past.
Let's see.
And you can vote. I logged in and saw that you could vote for
player's voice or something like
player's that? Voice. Yeah. I voted for, you pick five games right now and then start narrowing it down. But it's all the same five games, that like eight games that are out there for Game of the Year anyway.
So I think what they should do is announce something for Mario or Tears of the Kingdom, because they're nominated for Game of the Year. So like, why not try to ride the hype of Game of the Year?
Yeah.
To get more people to check out additional content.
And I mean, we talked about this last week. Are we down to thinking it's just a two horse race at this point?
Oh, I think so.
Baldur's Gate and Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so as well. Okay. It looks like, I mean, Bayonetta Origins was the one. Oh, wait, hold on. So they announced a trailer for the Fire Emblem DLC.
Which one? Engage or?
Engage, yeah.
There's DLC for that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see, so they announced DLC at the Game Awards pretty much.
That's what they like to do.
There's not a huge, I mean, there's very little risk if you do that, right?
So yeah. Or an offshoot game of a C tier franchise that you have. that's exclusive, but not but not developed by your company. It's just because Bayonetta is just published by Nintendo, right? Not because Platinum. Right. Did Platinum make that one? Yeah. The Platinum, new one.
I think so. Yeah, I think Bayonetta Origins was Platinum.
And I don't think they. It looks like they didn't announce anything at 2021.
Yeah,
I kind of remember Platinum that being it. Right.
Yeah, Platinum made it.
So, I know, like, we always get our hopes up for announcements.
Well, I mean, you get your hopes up, and you're teasing everybody with the Switch 2 announcement.
That's a collective we for the whole Nintendo fan base.
All right, well, you don't need to put Crawler and I into this.
Well, you're not Nintendo fans, then, if you don't get hyped for everything that could possibly have a Nintendo announcement.
What was your skit today? We buy Kirby games
we buy Nintendo Kirby games. Well, we pretend to like Kirby.
Oh.
You know, in order for them to make games we actually want.
Yeah. You still got those two physical games that you own?
Yeah, one's not even open. It's 3D All-Stars.
Yep.
Collector's item. Like I was pretty spot on that one.
Yeah, that was good stuff today.
Yeah, watch we get Kirby DLC. Like,
a brand new Kirby game.
Kirby remake.
It's been a remaster. Year since we've had. How long has it been since Delicious? Race.
What was that game called?
It was Dream Buffet.
Yeah.
We had a Kirby this year.
Yeah, what did we have?
February. It was the Wii game.
No.
Yeah, the remake. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
that came out this year.
It came out this year.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they love shoving Kirby down our throats, even though nobody likes it.
I know that we also got Amazing Mirror.
And they put a Kirby game on NSO too.
Yeah.
What if they announce?
Oh, we're getting Jet Force Gemini tomorrow, today, right?
Yes.
Yeah, probably today. If it's supposed to come out this week.
And Japan's getting GoldenEye, which I didn't realize they didn't.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about that. How they have a different age rating. Do you see this?
So
they have a
random tangent plus. Right now.
No, they have an 18 plus age rating for the N64 over in Japan. So they could have more mature games.
So yeah, so people were saying like maybe Conker.
They conquered them.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, because was Conker, was that the first mature game on 64?
Yeah. Was that first mature Nintendo game?
Yeah. Yeah, Return to Dreamland, right? That was what came out this year?
Yes.
Mario Party 3 came out recently, apparently.
Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago.
Could you imagine if they dropped DLC for Mario Party Superstars at the Game Awards?
That'd be so random. No, they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't do Mario Party Superstars. They would do Super Mario Party DLC.
Yeah, because they had the bundle.
They're trying to sell that stupid bundle.
I want to hope we get something cool, but I don't think so. Hopefully the other announcements, like from third parties, maybe they come to Nintendo Switch. Like maybe we do get a Silk Song trailer.
Yeah.
Or
I hope we see Hades 2.
Yeah, Hades 2.
In the list for most anticipated game, I would, depending on where Supergiant is in the development process, I'm sure they have some sizzle reel at least stuff to show. Yeah. Was there any kind of early access Steam stuff for Hades 2 at all?
Yeah, it's supposed to be coming out next quarter, is what they said.
So yeah, they probably have decent. I'm searching it.
So that probably won't be a Nintendo Switch timed exclusive.
I think that, yeah, that game or that series, I guess, is
no, that's going to be on every, that's going to be, is Hades 1 even on PlayStation?
I don't think it's on PlayStation. It's on Xbox for sure.
I know it's on Xbox. Actually, and it's in Game Pass, I think.
I don't know. Oh, that would be a good one to play on Portal.
Hades?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not with some of the lag. Oh, it is. It is on PlayStation. It's on PlayStation.
Okay. That must have been kind of a little bit delayed.
Yeah, because it came to Game Pass.
Oh, later released on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Series X and S in August of 2021.
I know it was on Switch for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had a while. And it was on Steam and Epic, I think.
Wasn't it Epic exclusive for a bit?
It might have been Epic exclusive for a little bit, and then... That was, and then cross save was a thing, so you could pick up and play on either one. But yeah, Hades 2 will just launch on everything. That will be not exclusive to anything for.
Yeah, so I think
I would think it wouldn't be. I mean, I don't know.
I think Keeley's big get is GTA 6 because we're supposed to see that in early December.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't that leak? Not leak, but leak that it was going to be the next, and they aren't even calling it GTA 6. They're saying the next GTA.
It's Chinatown Wars 2.
Oh, Nintendo my God. Switch
exclusive.
Let's go.
Well, aren't they thinking that we're going back to Vice City? Isn't that the rumor?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't follow it that much, but that would make my life if it was
just Nintendo exclusive.
Yeah, if it was Chinatown Wars 2.
Okay. Chinatown Wars.
Because that was DS exclusive, I think.
Yeah.
And I think there's PSP exclusive stuff too, right? Or did China Wars eventually come out on... I don't know. I think there was something on PSP.
Well, since like we were going to talk about Mario RPG, Crawler, does it make you upset that Mario RPG wasn't nominated for the Game Awards, or do you think that it has any right to be nominated since it's a remake? Because, you know, we have Resident Evil 4 that is nominated for Game of the Year, which is a remake. Is it just maybe that it missed the cutoff to be nominated?
It might have, but also people are arguing against Resident Evil 4 for being in that category as well. I think... People being mean?
Me being me.
Oh, you. I think GTA, or talk about GTA, and I'm looking at pictures of GTA right now. I think that Resident Evil 4 expanded upon the original game quite a bit, even though it was a... Is it advertised as a remake?
It's a remake.
Is that what it's advertised as? And... We're getting into ticky-tacky kind of details. RPG is essentially the exact same game with a new shiny coat of paint on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing it really added was new music, and you can go back to the old music after you beat the game, I think, right? I think that's
new
it.
New music, the triple attack, cutscenes.
Oh, triple attack is new. Okay.
And those cutscenes look really good.
They do. And even the triple attack animations are really cool and unique. I will say the secret boss at the end, he's stuck in 8-bit form, which is kind of funny. Which is fun to play. But no, I don't think it really... You get into kind of weird space when you talk about... a remaster or a remake kind of getting nominated for that kind of stuff. I don't think it would have set the world on fire in any of the categories. I don't think it would have won any of the categories. So I think it would have just been kind of a nominee for nominee's sake at that point. And it's like, at some point, does Keeley need to you guys had a whole discussion on whether or not we even need the Game Awards and what it is. It's an advertisement platform, mm-hmm. and that's what it is. People get excited for it because of what Jeff is able to go out and curate and put in one spot. But as we've lost E3, and it's kind of just been Jeff's show 2 times a year now for announcements and big trailers, and the big three and some of the other third-party developers don't even think they need him, and they don't really. They all have equal access to us in the same way that this is a slog to sit through his stuff sometimes, where it's waiting for your next thing mixed in with all these ads, mixed in with speeches that are either too long or not long enough that they either cut them off, mm-hmm. or it's PR speak and we can see right through it. Whereas a direct or a play, what's PlayStation called?
State of play.
Yeah. State of play. Those are usually a half hour to an hour at the most. They're kind of condensed. The internet gets lit on fire for the 48 hours leading up to it, because that's usually the kind of prep that we get. There's anticipation about the rumor mill, if there's one that's suspected to be coming, or if it fits into the timetable of when it is. This is something we've known is going to be in the first week of December since last year. Like, it's a known thing. So it's like, does stuff get saved for this, or it has to be something kind of big, like it was 4 years ago, to blow the socks off people, to be like, it's a brand new console, like, and this is the details that it is. And then that led into Microsoft doing their own kind of thing. So, I mean,
in a way, I think that there is a lot of hype around this Game Awards, because it's the 10th year. So, I mean, they have to make a big deal out of it. You think that he would want to.
It progressed a lot from what it was on Spike. Oh, yeah. It was terrible. It was, yeah, a dumpster fire.
Also, didn't you say, like, the viewership?
Every year.
What year it was.
No, every year the viewership increases. And yeah, I think he's just really good at getting his show everywhere. Like, you can watch it on Twitch, you can watch it on YouTube, you can go to IMAX and go to a theater and watch the Game Awards.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I mean, part of that is because his parents are like CEOs of IMAX or something like that. Let me double check this.
Nepotism at its finest, you know?
I mean, I do like the idea of Game Awards. I do like the idea of gamers celebrating games. But, you know, it becomes too corporate at times, it is a lot of advertising. And somebody said that the advertisers are the ones that vote on the
games. I don't know. I would like to see some more transparency on weight of votes, because, like, we all vote on the website, but what kind of weight does that have? I'd like to see the entire, does he list the entire panel that
votes?
Yeah,
I think we actually got something in our Discord about that, but also I just looked it up, his parents are executives of IMAX. But yeah, let me see if I can find it. But I think somebody was saying that the panel is like widespread.
There's an advisory board, but I don't know if that. So the board is not involved with the selection, award nominees, winners, and learns the results of voting at the same time as the general public. So they're just an advisory board. So yeah, I don't know how well it's out there about the process that is involved of who is making these selections, and also the weight that is put behind each of the voices. Like, they're very clear and cut with the player's choice vote. That is just straight popularity contest, and you vote online, and that's what it is. But yeah, I mean, we have Activision, AMD, EA, Epic, Kojima Games, Microsoft, Nintendo, Riot, Rockstar, Sony, Tencent, Ubisoft, and Valve on the advisory board. So it's all the big players that are either there's a person and a name associated with that that's tied to that company, and or it's just a that company is involved with the advisory board. But that's just advisory, so I don't know. They're not putting their thumb on the scale, at least that's what the website says. So yeah, it's like they just become another. They're just IGN. They're just what, game rant or whoever else. Just they're just whoever putting their opinion out on the internet, but they just happen to have what was the Microsoft Studios, now the Peacock Theater or something like that. They have a big auditorium and an award to, like, a physical reward to give to somebody.
Is that what it's called now? It's the Peacock Theater?
I just saw that on his tweets.
Whoa.
Yeah, it used to be the Microsoft Theater, and now it's the Peacock Theater. So
did that change? Oh,
money.
Well, yeah.
We should make our own award show. I can make little paper mache awards.
Johnny, you wouldn't do that.
Why not?
I just don't see you making all these paper mache awards.
I think all those companies have mailing addresses. We could just send. Yeah, we could just mail them our.
Yeah, award. But congratulations, you won this award.
Go. All right, get working on your prototype there, Johnny.
I would have huge announcements.
What are we going to call it?
Don't say John Ebo's.
The best award show in existence.
Okay.
That's what the show is called, or that's what the awards are called?
That's what the show is called. It's called the best, or the capital THE Game Awards.
Because most people call these just the Keelys, right? I mean, that's what kind of resorted.
Well, there are other like gaming awards. You know, there's the joystick, there's the dice awards, but people have awards has just resonated with the community the most.
And the biggest thing that I dislike about this one is that it's before the end of the year. I don't like that there's a cutoff. It would be better if it happened
after
in February,
in January,
January,
like the. Which one's the
Oscars are usually one? What end of January or February, right?
Yeah, like February, March, yeah.
I mean, I get it. He's trying to avoid probably real award season. Like,
I don't think he has to, though.
He doesn't. He does it on a Thursday. It's always on a Thursday, so he's not competing with anybody on that night, except for he's competing with football in December on Thursday night. But, I mean, he's not on. It's all online anyway, so he's not having to put it on a network. And not and that those anybody's watching show, stuff on networks anyway.
Yeah, those award shows, the viewers are dipping.
Yep. Unless Will Smith's getting up and smacking Chris Rock across the face. Ooh. But even that I think I heard Mr. Beast say that clip beat his fastest views in 24 hours for his Squid Games thing. And he's like that, and that's not a fair comparison, because he's like, that's a 20-second clip versus an hour or like a 30-minute long thing that he produced. That's the fastest viewed clip in 24 hours on the internet, but it got people talking about the Oscars.
It's all staged, right?
Yep.
It's all staged. That wasn't real. None of this is real.
We're not real.
We're not real. No, there are, they do those things to garner interest.
Yeah, but okay. But that was real. You think that was fake?
Oh, yeah. Dude, 100% fake.
He got just picked out of the Academy for like two years for it.
Yeah, well, sure he did. No, that's definitely fake. All right, I bet you believe
where's your tinfoil hat? Swift
and Jason Kelsey relationship is real too, and not a publicity stunt. None of it's real.
Wow.
Are we just living in a simulation?
Yeah, we're all living in a simulation.
Okay.
Nothing matters.
You watched the new Hunger Games last weekend, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
Start singing right now.
I think we got sidetracked about 4 or 5 different times in that whole conversation, but
no, like he doesn't have to worry about viewership because he's gonna get it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the community as a whole wants this to be the de facto kind of thing, but I feel like there's not enough transparency. And like now that we're thinking about it and looking at it, it's like
one of the things that we're going to talk about on next week's episode with our community, and that somebody brought up is like these awards are very generic in the sense of like gameplay, music,
accessibility, and they didn't even outline what accessibility features they had.
Yeah. But what one of our members was saying is like there's really no focus on developing access. Like, sure, you have the people that are working on music, you have people that are working on the gameplay, but as far as like developing a game goes, you probably could go a little deeper. Is that for everybody? Like, is everyone, the viewers, are they going to care?
That's the DICE Awards. I mean,
but they only have best publisher. They don't have best developer. They don't have best,
like studio, like
game director. They don't have that.
Do they not have game director?
I don't think so.
I mean, the director gets nominated for the game. They come up and they're not named.
It is very generic. And I feel like he's cut categories over the years, I think, to free up space for advertisers and or world premieres.
Yeah, but then there's the other part of it where it's like best family game, best multiplayer, best whatever. It gets sidelined during the pre-show.
Yeah,
which isn't technically part of the Game Awards, but
he's got to pay the bills when he's got eyes on it.
I get that, but like, don't call it a pre-show. That's you're still awarding people because of the Game Awards. I don't know. I don't get it.
I always find it so awkward when they do like these sidelined nomination or awards, and they're like, "Here are the nominees. Here's the winner."
Yeah,
and then moving on to the next one. Nothing happens. All right, here's the winner for this one.
So and so wins. Here we go. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It's something to watch next week, that's for sure. We'll probably either be on later or on Friday. I don't know what our plan is yet. We'll be
playing the Tears of the Kingdom DLC right after the Game Awards.
Or booting up Prime 2. I need to finish Prime. I've been getting back into Prime Remaster. I need to finish it.
So good.
So I mean, maybe I'll do that here in the next week so that I'm ready to go in case Prime 2 comes out. But we can hope for Galaxy 2. We can hope for Wind Waker. We can hope for Twilight Princess HD.
Maybe a new IP.
Yeah, okay.
Always hopeful.
Yeah.
A new IP. Like, we're not seeing new IP until the Switch is dead. Well, like until we get
it. No, until Switch 2.
Switch 2.
Yeah.
We're not getting new IPs. Not until Switch 2. And I mean, Switch 2, it's coming. I saw a tweet from, I forget who it was, Nintendo Prime maybe, and he said something about how talking to Nintendo Switch 2 in 22 or in 24 deniers is like talking to people during Y2K, because like you know they're wrong, but you have to still deal with them. Because it's coming out in 2024.
All right. We need to work on your delivery on that one a little bit.
Yeah, I don't remember the tweet. I don't remember the tweet. The moral of the story is Nintendo Switch 2 is coming out in 2024. And if you don't think so, you're wrong.
All right. Bookmark it. There it is. But Cheesy, we got the other thing in our headline here is Frosty Fest and,
yeah,
and new season. I'll let the Splatoon master take the wheel there.
So Frosty Fest is a Splatoon Splatfest. We don't know when it's taking place or what the theme is yet, but it's nice that they announced it. You'll also get some free gear when that's available. It's just headgear. I wish that they would do like a full set, but it's just, just the headgear.
And well, because you can't wear the full set during the Splatfest.
Yeah, you can't wear the shirt, like the shirt, top piece, but you could still wear shoes or whatever. But yeah, like it's exciting because we just had Splatoween. So it was kind of obvious that we were going to get Frosty Fest next. And then I think Spring Fest is the next one, which is supposed to be like their like Easter, but not really Easter, spring, I don't know, event. And by that time, Side Order should be out, hoping. So I don't know. Splatoon is exciting. The chill season just dropped.
Oh yeah, they're gonna slap you in the face and say, "Side Order is free for those who have."
There's no way they can do that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
What did so you shared something about what Arlo was saying about Splatoon?
Yeah, so Arlo had a video, and they were saying,
"I saw that clip."
Yeah, yeah, just getting people's opinions, and then, you know, that's the video is just reacting to people's wild opinions. And somebody said that Splatoon 1 should have stopped there. And Arlo was like, "I'm sorry, but that is just objectively wrong. It has grown ever since Splatoon 1. It is growing." And like, I think the biggest thing that he forgot to mention is that it survived through the Wii U.
It launched in the Wii U, where Nintendo was at its lowest install base.
Yeah. So I know that like some people are wanting Splatoon to be more exciting, or they want more from it. And I agree. Like, I want more too. I want new modes, but I still think it's really exciting the way that they treat that IP. The chill season trailer. I mean, we watched it before the show. It is wild. It's crazy. And it's exactly what I want Splatoon to be, or what I want Nintendo to see Splatoon being. It's just such a fun IP, and I know that I gush about it a lot, but it's a fun time right now.
What? All right. So when the Nintendo Switch 2 comes out in 2024, as we established,
okay,
that will be.
Are you? Years. I gotta know. Is it in like October, November?
I think June.
You think they're launching a console in summer?
It needs to be outside of holiday.
Yeah, I don't think they can do holiday. But, all right, my point.
Okay, all right.
That will be 2 years from the launch of Splatoon 3. I mean, if it comes out in September, that's 2 years. Wasn't there a 2 year gap between 1 and 2?
So 1 came out in 2015. And
so
then,
in theory, they can launch the Switch 2 with a Splatoon. Do you think they would do that?
I think they could, and I'm sure people would be upset. Like, why do we need another Splatoon? And that was something that Arlo talked about too, is like, he's not going to explain why Splatoon 1 and 2 and 3 are different story-wise, but just gameplay-wise, it's just more of what you wanted from the last game, plus a little bit more. Like, I hope that they continue to improve on the gameplay and make it more exciting than the last game. I think a lot of people would be upset because that is the Animal Crossing team, and I know that's some people were upset that Animal Crossing stopped doing DLC, and some people say that it's because of Splatoon 3. Like, they just started working on Splatoon 3 after New Horizons.
I would think that it's two different teams. Like there's
I hope
they're not all working. They're not all working on Splatoon or all working on Animal Crossing.
Two leadership teams, and then they have their own kind of groups that they.
That would just be silly to do it that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, that's what they were doing, but because the IPs have grown so much, you would think that they have expanded.
Maybe that's what Retro's doing.
Yeah,
they're not working on Metroid for sure.
Well, they had to hire writers first, so they hopefully were working on their Donkey Kong game or whatever.
It was like last week they hired writers for Metroid Prime 4. We're never seeing that game.
What was that? Was that
17?
Was that like January?
It was
2020 that they announced that delay.
2019.
I think it was 19.
January 2019. Was it December 2019 into January 2020, or was it?
Well, they announced the delay in January of 2019.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was 4 years. Plus years.
Beyond Good and Evil was announced 6 years ago. We still haven't seen that game. mean...
Wait, which one?
Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Oh, yeah, that's vaporware too. But it is weird. Like, I feel like Odyssey just came out. It's just like not really just came out, but it came out 6 years ago. Yeah. 6.5 years ago.
Yeah.
No, six and change. Like,
yeah, not six and 2 months.
Because it was October.
Six and a month. But 6 years?
Isn't that wild?
You have a Switch for every year it's been out, right?
Oh, I just thought of a video idea.
There you go. First one's free there, Johnny.
Honestly, I probably did buy one per year. So because I got the OG, and then the next year, the Light came out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Was that quick that the Light came out?
I think so.
I want to say that was 2019 as well.
Okay, so maybe it's a year. Well, I did definitely buy two in one
year. You bought three in the last 2 years, so.
We don't talk about that.
But yeah.
It's wild to think about that coming out in 2017. Like, just the Switch in general, and like, just to get a little like philosophical, I guess. Look at how far we've come. It's pretty cool. When you look back at where we were at 2017 to where we are now.
And you think we've come far?
I think so. You don't think so?
Do you remember what we went through?
We have white Joy-Con now.
No. I'm talking about as like content creators, as us, as like just have grown.
Okay. I didn't exist in 2017. I didn't exist.
No, you were born. You just
Johnny Bo was not.
Right. No, I did exist here's another thing. Amiibo came out in 2014. That's almost been 10 years.
Is that when you started? Like right when they announced the Amiibo line, you changed your name?
I think so. Around then.
Yeah.
So you were around in 2017 then. You lie.
Yeah, but I wasn't like famous like I am now.
Famous for playing crappy versions of Mortal Kombat?
Yes. Yeah, stay tuned for another crappy WB port.
Oh,
were they charging $20 on the Switch for the Thanksgiving fatality?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even check that. I could have made that money back easily. Yeah. I could have made it back easily. Dang it.
Well, maybe go see if it's still up there. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh man, I'm going in now. So I did see like they have a category in the eShop for Game Award nominees. And like Mortal Kombat's in there.
Of course. Totally up there for its quality.
And it was on sale for Black Friday. Like it was on sale for the Switch for Black Friday.
Is it fighting? Is that what it's nominated for?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanna pick up the Bluey I wanna pick up the Bluey game for my kids, but I don't know how that's
it got a bad review from
did it?
IGN, but it's also a like it's a kids game. It's not.
Yeah, IGN doesn't know how to review kids games. But I don't know. We can hope that we're going to have something new and fun to play next week, but we'll see.
I mean, what do we have in December? We don't have anything Pokemon, but we don't have any.
So nothing.
We don't have anything. So maybe I think we get that remaster of a Zelda game
for December.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the next game to come out is another code. Like, next Nintendo title is another code.
And that's a remake? Or is there a new one?
Oh, is that the DS 2-pack or whatever?
Yes, like DS and Wii? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know too much about the series. I'm kind of interested just to see what it is, but I don't know. We'll see when we get there.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We're 1 week away. We'll see what happens. They've had success with the whole out now and physical coming later. I think people are less burned by that. It's if you and they probably see a financial uptick in people double dipping as well, and a chance to advertise the vouchers and stuff more as well. Maybe. especially if they can get you to buy a game with your voucher that's only $50, then they're making money off you. And
it would be nice to see how much the Pikmin 1 and 2 sold, because as Johnny has said, Metroid Prime didn't sell very well. Like, it sold a million. That's great for Metroid.
Well, we know that it sold less than a million.
What sold less? Metroid Prime?
Pikmin.
Which is bad for Nintendo, like, quote unquote. But
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's still, they recoup their cost. I mean, yeah. I'm sure they'd. Because, I mean, some of those bigger franchises that we talk about only sell like 3 or 4 million copies. And if it's a remaster, that probably didn't take nearly as much effort and time and salary and stuff to make, that they're recouping their costs. And Nintendo is very healthy right now. They're not hurting. As we saw when we went through all those financial stuff.
Trailer for the Zelda movie. It's dropping.
Oh my, can you imagine?
the writer and actor strike is over. They could talk about who they're going to hire for it.
Oh god.
Yeah, maybe they reveal the casting. Wonder if they even have the casting.
Tom Holland as as Link.
It's too easy. I don't know.
Anya Taylor-Joy as Zelda. I mean, a relationship with her, you know. I could see that too. She's Furiosa in the trailer.
Oh, is she?
Did that trailer drop?
I saw clips of it on TikTok, I think. So I think, yeah, it dropped.
Or, yeah, something dropped.
And Chris Hemsworth is looking. Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, we could stop feeling bad about talking about movies now.
Yep. Yeah.
Alrighty.
One last thing. Update on the Mortal Kombat fatalities.
Yes,
they are in the store.
Okay,
they're 1,200 credits.
This is just a plug right now. You got to convert
real money to Mortal Kombat money, and then
I have 1,250 credits because I bought the premium.
Oh, there you go. Edition. Buy your.
So technically, it's free.
There you go, girl math. There you go,
it's gamer math right there.
Yeah. All right. Well, be sure to tune into. Well, if you haven't watched last week's episode, it's probably more of the same of kind of what we just talked about with Communication Air, talking about the Game Awards. So go check that out on YouTube or your podcast catcher. And who are you guys having on next week?
Forrest Minish, Rebecca
Stone.
Is there a
Stone? Who made a very, I mean, like, there's some tweets that we want to talk about, but just last night or two nights ago made a very hot takes
out there
saying that Mario Sunshine
is better than
Mario Galaxy.
Oh, I saw that tweet. I didn't know that's what that was, but yeah, I saw the,
that has to be bait. I'm calling bait on that one.
Yeah, We'll find out.
Alrighty, well, if you made it this far, thank you for listening. Be sure to check us out on our socials that we mentioned at the top. Follow, Follow this podcast on YouTube if you are not doing so already, because Johnny and Cheesy give us crap that they're outpacing the show. So go like the YouTube, subscribe, like all that kind of fun stuff, and look for Josh's new stuff that he's doing. Maybe we'll be hopping in there doing some conversation stuff with him with Mario Kart and whatever else he's doing. So look for that, and we will catch you guys either right after the Game Awards or the next day, or who knows, but probably after, so we can have reaction to that. So look for that next week, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Take it easy.